Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 236 for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Phil Front Workington. Today's Futures Canada canola market was higher Thursday, as continued weakness in the Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was up $2 to $4, the March contract up $2.70 at $461.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar has posted large losses over the past month, losing nearly 2 cents alone yesterday. The currency was down relative to its U.S. counterpart again today, and the softer currency makes exports more attractive and is also beneficial for crush margins. Speculators adding to their large long positions accounted for much of the buying interest, with the nearby chart signals also pointed higher. However, without the influence of the currency, canola was losing ground on a U.S. dollar basis. Losses in Chicago soy, oil, and beans weighed on prices. Scale-up farmer selling was also coming forward to put some pressure on the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down today. Soybeans down 4 to 6 cents. The March contract down 6 at 9.78 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some timely rains in Brazil over the next week accounted for some of that selling pressure, as the prospects of a large South American soybean crop are already cutting into the demand for U.S. supplies. China, in particular, will likely be canceling more purchases as the cheaper South American soybeans become available. Losses in crude oil and outside vegetable oil markets also weighed on prices. Corn was down 2 to 4 cents, the March contract down 4 at 3.84 per bushel. Large U.S. supplies that have still been unpriced by farmers and ideas that demand is backing away weighed on corn prices. Losses in crude oil and the resulting weakness in ethanol was also bearish. A report from the International Grains Council added to the softer tone, as the group raised its forecast for world corn production in the current crop year by 10 million tons to 992 million. Total world grain production was pegged at just over 2 billion tons. That would be a new record. Wheat was down 2 to 6 cents on the day, the March contract in Chicago down 3 at 534 per bushel. Speculative short covering had provided early support for wheat, but the large world grain supplies weighed on values. Ideas that the weakening Canadian dollar will lead to more Canadian wheat moving into the U.S. and possible reductions in U.S. export opportunities as the U.S. currency strengthens also weighed on wheat prices. However, the renewed tensions in Ukraine and weather issues in some winter wheat growing regions of the world were supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front Workington.